The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. Only fitting since it is Red Rose Day.
Aww.
And National Rosé Day.
Oh,
so we celebrate
gosh.
You in all ways, Rose.
I think I need to have some rosé on my back porch with a vase with some red roses
there
in it.
There you go.
Today.
It would make the whole thing complete.
There you go.
How are you?
I am so pumped. I know every week I come in here and I can't stop spewing this happiness about travel. But Dayton, it happened. It happened yesterday, June 11th. The TSA count went over 2 million
Yay!
In the United States.
We're back.
So to compare that, in 2020, we were at just over 500,000.
Wow.
And in 2019, we were at 2.7 million.
Okay.
So
we're getting there.
So those numbers make me happy. Now, those of you who are on packed airplanes this summer might not be thinking that's so fabulous, but that just means travel is back.
Good. Everybody needed to get out, get to see someplace different besides the four walls of their house.
Yes, so true. And then something else exciting happened this week. We did the Alaska show on Wednesday,
yes.
Thursday night. Fun. So many people signed up, and Colleen and I just jam-packed that hour and 7 minutes, and I do know we went over by 7 minutes because I was trying to be cognizant of the fact that there was a Bucks game happening,
and
it was a pretty important game, so we wrapped it up. The bookings are flowing in, and so if you are considering Alaska for 2022, it's time to start those inquiries and making those moves. The group departures are filling up fast, very fast. And so a lot of that is what we called displaced passengers from the previous 2 years. But we feel like we've accommodated those people now. So we're getting new bookings. This is new bookings. So if you're thinking about going, we've got some great opportunities for you on our website, foxworldtravel.com. Under the vacation tab, you will find Fox Group Vacations. And if you scroll and scroll, you'll see a couple of trips left for 2021, which we'll talk about in a minute. And then you'll see 21, then you'll see 22, and you'll see Europe River Cruises. You'll see exotic destinations. You'll see North America tours, and including Alaska. They're all up there. We have Yukon and the Alaska. We have the Denali Land and Sea. Colleen will be doing several. I will be doing one. So get on that now if you're thinking about it.
It's been a long time. Everybody's been asking about Alaska, so it's good to actually be like finalized. We've got it. We're good to go. It's up and ready to go. Book it.
And the prices are, we know, just going to really, really escalate for 23. So we were able to on our group departures, get some locked-in prices from our previous year. So you may want to take advantage of that. We've got great perks, great benefits, great amenities. Colleen always checks those groups full of little flourishes and surprises. So you don't want to miss out on that.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. If you have questions for Rose, she can answer them. Tell us a little bit about how people get a hold of you guys.
So it's easy as pie. It's 866-GO-FOX-GO. Now, we're kind of we're in seasonal hours right now. So that's Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Okay.
We know that you want to get out on the weekends, and we don't want to have people sitting on the phones either. So 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and then you can always go online and request a chat with somebody. You can do that. There's a couple other things you can do, but the really best way to do it is just 866-GO-FOX. Go talk to somebody. Talk to a human being who can sort these things out with you. Alaska's a pretty big investment, both time and money, and we know that. And we are Alaska experts. We've been doing it for a long, long time. When Colleen goes next year, it'll be her 31st and 32nd time to Alaska. Mine will be a paltry 13. So, I mean, our combined tour managers have 84 trips to Alaska.
Wow.
So we feel like we, when we say we're the experts, we have a right to say that.
Between Alaska and Disney, you guys got it covered.
There you go.
You got it covered. So we will take your calls at 855-616-1620. We have a call. Let's go to Chris in Caledonia. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Rose. I was wondering what kind of vaccination restrictions they were having traveling overseas. We were thinking about a river cruise.
Each country is unique and different at this point in time. And if I gave you the information for a specific country today, likely it would change by Monday. So right now, there are some countries, France is letting people in, Spain is letting people in, Italy. They've got some rules and restrictions with regard to the negative COVID test that you have to provide, even if you've been vaccinated. We feel like in the very near future, digital vaccine passports are going to be the thing, and that's going to be your, we've been calling it the golden ticket. So we feel like that's going to happen. We've got some river cruises that are still happening this fall, and what we're advising right now that there will be negative tests required for those. We're going to help our guests figure out how to get those negative tests, and we also know that the partners that we work with have made arrangements. If we are still required to have negative tests to return to the U.S., we'll have testing opportunities for us either on board or we'll make that happen for us. So you're thinking about what time of the year?
Probably in fall.
Okay.
But my problem is that we've had one vaccine and then got COVID before we got our second vaccine, and we're not supposed to get another vaccine at least until fall.
Okay.
If we do. So I didn't know if there was a restriction as far as, you know, you have to have two to get into those countries.
Not all countries. Yeah, not all countries right now, I would say, will be requiring that because the vaccine isn't the golden ticket right now. It's the negative test. But truth be told, I think you are probably going to be in a position where you really do need to get that second test before international travels on the horizon for you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris. Mm-hmm. AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. We'll take your questions when we get back with Rose Gray. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Canaan with Rose Gray. 69 degrees on the way up to a high of 82 near the lake, close to 90 inland. Maybe some spotty showers, which would be a nice reprieve, but don't count on them. Not everybody's going to see them. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. You can get your calls in for Rose on that. And I hear you've got something lined up here.
I do. So I want everybody to stay tuned because after Alex is done with the news at the bottom of the hour, we'll come out of that and we'll make a pretty exciting announcement that only you, WTMJ fans, only you, Fox World Travel fans, will be able to know about until it comes up for sale on Monday.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I don't even know what this is. This is exciting. I can't wait. All right, let's jump over to the phone line. Steve and Anago, what's your question? Good morning.
Hi. So we've just experienced the first all-inclusive in Punta Cana, and we want to do it again, but I'm wondering where would we go next? I guess I'm asking Rose, what do you think is if we've been to Punta Cana, what would be the next place to go down in the Caribbean?
Okay, so my question would be first, where did you stay in Punta Cana?
Cap Cana.
Okay, so that's a pretty high-end gated community-like experience, right?
Yeah, and we really enjoyed it. We were at the Secrets Cap Cana.
Okay, so, yep. Way to set the mark really high. That was really, is it?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a really awesome property. Really awesome all the way around. So, when you say Caribbean, are you thinking is Mexico out of the question simply because the Cancun Riviera Maya is on the Caribbean? Is on the Caribbean Ocean Sea? So is that part of it or no Mexico?
No. We're open to Mexico. We went to Punta Cana because of the COVID restrictions. We're so, Dominican Republic was far and above ahead of everybody else for that.
Yep. Well, and Cancun Riviera Maya was too. I will tell you, they really, I experienced them in September. And then I went and did Punta Cana in November just so I could compare. And really and truly, the high-end resorts like Secrets Cap Cana that you stated in Punta Cana really, really had their COVID protocol in place. So, first of all, I would say if you are looking for something which would be in that same general service level, food level kind of a thing, there's a couple of things. In Riviera Maya, Cancun, there are some properties that are called El Dorado properties. And they are known for their gourmet inclusivity, meaning their food is outstanding. Sometimes when you go to moderately priced, budget priced, or even a little step above that, all-inclusive resorts, you feel like, I've seen this menu before, I've seen this food before, these steam table buffets are not really what I had in mind. A la carte dining throughout. Hydroponic gardening on one of their properties, and that's where all their fresh vegetables come from. Really good wine selection, really good liquor selection. So any of the El Dorados, El Dorado Royale, El Dorado Casitas, El Dorado Maroma for a little more mellow type Cap Cana type experience, all of those would be great. There are also Secrets in that area that would rival the Cap Cana experience that you had in Punta Cana. So those would be my recommendations that would get you in that same level. We've got a pretty big sale coming up in July. So what you may want to do is on Monday, call 866-GO-FOX-GO and let somebody know what you're looking for so they can kind of be on the lookout for really good deals for you as well.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Steve. AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Taking more of your calls with Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show next on WTMJ.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kanan with Rose Gray. Big announcement coming up after the news at 9:30. Can't wait to see what Rose has in store for us there. We are taking your calls on the AccuNet Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. We're going to go to Lloyd in Menominee Falls. Good morning, Lloyd. What's your question?
My question is, how do I get arrangements for a tour from Alaska to from Fairbanks to Anchorage to Seattle for a group of 12, possibly as little as 6.
Okay. So a group technically is 10 or more people. So if we have 5 cabins / 10 people, that would be your own little group. When you say Seattle, is Seattle a must, or would Vancouver be a disembarkation point as well?
Vancouver would be.
Okay.
I just said the wrong place, that's all.
Oh, that's okay, because we can do Seattle as well. But so Fox World Travel has, for 2022, 7 group departures that we announced on the 3rd of June, and they've been selling pretty regularly. So we've got 2 different itineraries. One is called Land and Sea, which is a 7-night land, 7-day inside passage cruise. That includes exactly what you're asking for, because Fairbanks, Denali National Park, Anchorage, then we go down to Seward, we get on the ship in Whittier, and then we sail the inside passage and we get off in Vancouver. We've got 4 of those. We've got 3 Yukon trips. We also have a land-only trip that would not include Vancouver. So we've got pretty many group departures. Then, if none of those dates work for you, and they go throughout the entire Alaska season, which is pretty much June, July, and August, but if any of our dates don't work for you, we can certainly customize something for your 6 to 12 people.
Okay. To accomplish that, I know you can't do that over the radio.
Well, I wish I could.
What telephone number should I
use? So on Monday morning, now I wish I could. On Monday morning, what you want to do is give our office a call. It's 866-GO-FOX-GO.
Eight six six.
Yep, go Fox, go.
Okay.
And then tell whomever it is you speak to exactly what it is you're looking for. They can get the ball rolling and get you some information about one of those trips that might fit in for you, let you know what cabin availability we have. They're selling out pretty quickly because Alaska 22 is very popular because of the fact that we couldn't go for the last 2 years. So certainly get on that on Monday, and we can give you lots of good options.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks, Al. Or Lloyd, have a good weekend. Speaking of Al, we're jumping over to him on the west side. Good morning, Al.
Yeah, hi, good morning. I'm traveling next Saturday, and I'm wondering, I know you have to wear masks on the plane, but are you allowed to eat, drink? Can you bring food with you? Do you have to constantly wear a mask? Can you take it off and eat? And how does that work?
Yeah, you are definitely allowed to bring food on. You are definitely allowed to remove your mask when you're eating and drinking. But quite honestly, they're not big fans of you completely removing the mask. What they would want you to do is just pull it down, put the food in your mouth, put the mask back on. They really are pretty strict, and all carriers are different, and all specific flights are different. On one Southwest I was on, somebody was just literally eating a sandwich with their mask completely off, and nobody had a problem with it. And on another Southwest flight I was on, somebody removed their mask, and they were really only taking little snacks, if you will, and they really asked them to leave the mask on in between bites. So pretty much the answer, Al, is you got to leave your mask on unless you're eating or drinking.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Al. And I guess it depends on the flight attendant and how much they want to enforce the rule or not, right?
And I guess it's how good you are at working the system a little bit. When you literally pull it off and lay it on that table and it's right there for all to see, you know, then your mask is off. It's off.
Yeah. So maybe wear it like a beard while you're eating. Then pop it back up when you can. All right. We have to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Alex Crowe, but get your calls in. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Always fun to hear from you. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. My name's Dayton Kane. We've got travel, group vacations, destination weddings, Disney vacations, business travel. I can't wait to see what this announcement's about.
Okay,
it's a big announcement.
It is a huge announcement. So you asked for it. I teased it for a long time, and then I dropped it because it was taking us a while to customize this particular tour. And so here it is. You asked for it. Ireland Adventure with Rose Gray.
Oh.
May 8th through May 17th, 2022. And just because you are listening today, you now know about it before anybody else does, because it is not on the website. It is not in our catalog. It has just been announced, and the advisors were told about it late Friday and said that Rose will be talking about it on the WTMJ show, and be ready on Monday morning, because that will be when it is up on the website, and that's when they will be able to make the booking if they want to go along. So the reason this took a while is because Rose is very picky, and she wanted to make sure she had absolutely everything included. So, yep, we're going to kiss the Blarney Stone, and yep, we're going to do the Ring of Kerry and all of that. But there is a place that is so special in Ireland, which is the Ashford Castle. It is one of the Red Carnation hotels. It is an experience like no other. I do not want to ruin it by letting everybody know all of the things we've got in store for you when we stay at the Ashford Castle, but we will be staying one night at the Ashford Castle, and that was what was my must-do.
The cherry on top that needed to happen to make it complete.
It was. So this is happening. Jameson Distillery, Ashford Castle, Bunratty Castle. We're going to do Kate Kearney's Cottage for an Irish night out. Dirty Nellie's for anybody that wants to go to the most fun Irish pub in the whole place. We're going to do everything you would expect on a perfectly great Ireland tour. It's 8 nights. It's Dublin round trip. So we go all the way around the smile, as we call it. We go back to Dublin. So again, if you want more information about this, it will be available Monday morning, 9 a.m., up for sale on the website. But if you want to speak to somebody, and you probably do, because this is something where you want more details, we've got great reasons that you need to book this, because we've had so many people asking, when are you going to do Ireland? When are you going to do Ireland? And now the answer is May 8th, 2022. Don't miss out on this. If you want a great trip to Ireland, I will be the tour manager on this trip, assuming we get enough people. So St. Patrick's Cathedral and Trinity College and Jameson and all of the fun things that we're going to do. So
this is like insider trading, except nobody goes to jail.
It is.
This is good.
Nobody's going to go to jail. You're just going to go to Ireland and have the time of your life.
Well, that is a big announcement, because everybody's been asking about it. So yeah, that's exciting.
So we're pretty excited about that. And also, I do want to let everybody know that if you miss these kinds of announcements and you think, oh man, I don't know where I would have heard that. Well, you hear that on the show. If you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, under resources, you will not only find where all of our events happen, but you will find Travel Show with Rose Gray. And if you go to that particular page, we have every single one of these. Thanks to the producers, Isaac. Today we have a guest producer.
Yeah, Jordan's in there today.
And they send that to me, and then I give it to our marketing team, and then we post that on Monday mornings. So you can hear about it then. Because only then would you also hear that we have a special guest coming in next week, Saturday. Dayton, have you ever met the one and only Jeff Wagner?
The funny thing is, we work in the same building, but never at the same time. So no.
This is going to be your opportunity to meet Jeff Wagner, because Jeff Wagner's trip, which is a river cruise to the beaches of Normandy, is actually on track to happen in September. And we've got some cabins left.
Nice.
Yep.
Talking about traveling 2021, not 2022.
Thank you for pointing that out. Yes. So we have been sitting on pins and needles with the rest of the world, waiting to find out if this was indeed going to happen. September 4th through the 12th, space is limited, but we do have some cabins available that we have to return back to Uniworld soon. So please, you want to listen to Jeff. We're going to do the beaches of Normandy, Omaha Beach, Juneau Beach, several others. We're going to do Paris. We have an opportunity to do a tour of Versailles. It is just a trip of a lifetime. Jeff is very particular when he does river cruises. He loves Uniworld. And this will be with our good friends at Uniworld. And it's Monet's Garden, and it's Giverny, and it's Rouen, and it's just, yeah, it's the perfect trip on the perfect ship, the super ship Joie de Vivre.
Sounds amazing. We'll talk to Jeff more about that next week. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Hopefully Connie hangs on the line from Appleton. We'll get to her next on the Fix It, or on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane in with Rose this morning. Good morning. 71 on the way up to a high of 82 near the lake, close to 90 inland. And we're taking your calls and your texts. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. You're going to jump over to Connie in Appleton. Thanks for hanging on with us, Connie. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I had a question to ask Rose. Last year I had several trips that I had scheduled through Fox that have been canceled. Do you think they will in the near future be bringing them back?
The important word in that question is near future. We're proceeding very cautiously and putting together trips for countries that we have a high demand for and that we feel confident will remain open and will have protocols still in place and not throw caution to the wind just because the pandemic is over and maybe resort back to old habits and things like that. So I assume if we thought they were important to operate in the past. We still think they're important to operate, but we're going to do it in a fashion that's safe for all of our travelers. So, Connie, we miss you. We want to travel with you again, I promise, and we will do our level best to get all of the things that didn't happen in 21 and 22 or 2019, 20, and 21 back on the books again. I'm certain of it.
I hope so, because one of the trips I had was scheduled was with you to go to Morocco.
I know.
I believe it was in October, and that was sound like a very intriguing, interesting, exciting trip. And it was disappointing, but the near future is coming, and hopefully we'll all get better and over this. Well, not over it, but things will improve immensely on this.
And they are already, Connie. And again, at Fox, we just proceed very cautiously. And Morocco's on the horizon because it's on my list. And Fox is very good about making sure my list gets checked off. So you stay tuned, Connie. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Connie.
Thank you very kindly. Have a great day.
You too. When I grow up, I want to be Rose Gray. I figured that out at this point.
Do you know that many, many times, Dayton, I sit back on a day where I toured with 35 or 40 people and had the most spectacular day of my life, and I just sit back and say, it's good to be Rose
Gray. It's good
today.
To be. I bet you do. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Jill in New Berlin, good morning. What's your question for Rose?
Good morning, Rose. We booked our trip yesterday with you for Alaska.
Yay!
2022. In July, there's six of us traveling together. I was wondering if you can tell me, what do you think the average temp is going to be throughout? I know it's hard to predict, but especially on the cruise, we've heard that it can be really, really cold on the cruise part of the trip.
It's going to be 82 in Fairbanks. It's going to be, I don't know, I'm making this all up. In my perfect world, Jill, in my perfect world, it's going to be really lovely and warm. Now, a lot of people are not like me. Are you loving this weather we're having right now?
Nope.
Okay. Then you're going to love Alaska. No, I love this weather right
now. I like
now.
It in the 70s or very low 80s,
okay.
Not this hot and humid stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it can be warm in Fairbanks. It can be warm in Denali. It can be warm in Anchorage. As we move on down the coast, it usually starts to get a little more chilly as we're moving along. And then once we get on the cruise, exactly that is, we're up close and personal with some pretty gigantic glaciers. And when we are, when we're in Glacier Bay, I will bring little mittens along and a headband or earmuffs along, because I like I like to stay on the veranda deck. I typically do not get a balcony cabin. I'm typically on at least I have an ocean view cabin, but the veranda deck is the teak deck that goes all the way around the ship. And that's where I hang out the entire day, just about that we're in Glacier Bay. Sometimes I run up to the crow's nest, which is where the the National Park Ranger will be, and where also the indigenous tribes will sometimes send somebody, and we'll learn about that. And then I'll go up there and warm up a little bit. But it's not freezing cold by any stretch of the imagination, but you are right up close and personal to a gigantic glacier. So also on some of the excursions you might take off the ship, it might get chilly as well. But I have been very often in Glacier Bay, where if we go all the way up to the pool deck, where you can sit out with a shirt sleeve shirt on and get a very nice sunburn. So so you just got to be ready. What we always tell everybody is, dress like an onion. Don't overthink this. Don't get parkas and boots and things like that. But what you want is a fleece jacket. The jacket we give you with our groups is perfect. Mm-hmm. I also always have several turtlenecks. I have short sleeve shirts. I have something waterproof, because it likely will rain somewhere along the trip. It's very common.
Okay.
So Ketchikan is a rainforest, so it could rain there. So all of that and more. And we'll give you some tips as we go along for packing. But July is highest of high seasons, so let's keep our fingers crossed that it proves to be true.
Right. Good. Okay, good. Well, we're all super excited, so we can't wait.
Thanks, Jill.
Enjoy
so glad
the trip.
You're coming along.
The AccuDebt Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. One segment left with Rose Gray. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Into our final segment here, 9:53. My name is Dayton Kane, and with Rose Gray, taking your calls at 855-616-1620. That's the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Let's go over to Tom, downtown Milwaukee. Good morning, Tom. What's your question?
Hey, good morning. Rose, I was looking at, like, you and I have crossed some of the same territory at some of the same time. Lakeland, Marquette, and then Midwest Express. My chef put together with John Farrar from Midwest Express the food service and all the food cycles that ran on that airline, and I see that you worked for Midwest Express for a while.
I did. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So my question is, in staying with Alaska, my wife has got some real struggles with her ankle. In fact, this year she's going to have another ankle surgery. She's not handicapped and won't be handicapped, but loves the idea of going to Alaska, loves wildlife. I mean, we're here. We got a place north of Milwaukee. She likes to feed the deer, and we got all sorts of animals around. But, you know, what are your ideas around going to Alaska? Not, you know, we're not going to hike, but, you know, she's not big on boats, but she probably would use a boat to go from one destination to another. Train, perfect. You know,
yeah.
Anything else, but, you know, she can walk in short spurts, just not big hike.
Yeah, and truthfully, as I've been tour managing these groups now, when I go in 22, my 13th time, we do have a variety of guests. So they range anywhere from, actually, I've had a sixth grader who got the trip as a reward from his grandmother, all the way up to, I have had a 98-year-old woman from Crivets on the trip with me. And
yep.
So we've got all of that covered pretty much, because when you work with those tour operators that do the land and sea, you are on a motor coach for a big part of it. And when what you choose to do with your free time is when you would do the hiking and the river rafting and all that kind of thing that maybe wouldn't be for her, but there would be other opportunities for her, because a lot of times you can take a big, gigantic covered wagon ride, or you can, when we do the Tundra Wilderness Tour, for example, in Denali National Park, which is a 6 to 8 hour tour, we are on a modified school bus for the entire day, and we have at 90 minute increments that we get off and use restrooms and things like that. But that's where we do our wildlife viewing, from the school bus. When you are on the motor coach, or when you are on the ship rather, and you are in Glacier Bay National Park, and we are up close and personal with these giant glaciers along the coastline, it is not uncommon to see bear, or in the water to see otters and those kinds of things. So really and truly, it doesn't have to be this extensively active experience. She can still get all that Alaska has to offer without having to walk it.
Perfect. Rose, what's the sweet spot in terms of timing? Are we talking about a week? Is it 4 days? What
well, when
what
we
should I be thinking
when
about?
We do the land and sea, they range between 10 at the shortest and 14 at the longest. Because Alaska, keep in mind, is a very, very huge state. And if you just run around from point to point to point, you're missing all of the beauty of it. So if the cruising part about it is a little bit out of your comfort zone, we also have the Yukon trip, which is more like 7 days on land and 4 days on the Inside Passage. And Holland America is the only one that offers that. And that does the Yukon and Alaska. You still get Denali, you still get Fairbanks, you still get Anchorage, but then you're going over to Dawson City.
Very good.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're
all
welcome.
Right, Tom,
check out our website. We've got lots of good information there for you.
That is foxworldtravel.com. We have about a minute left, Rose. I don't know that we're going to get to Anna. We thank you for calling in. By the way, if we don't get to your texts and your calls, you can always listen next week because we can answer them all again next week. Unless it's urgent and you're leaving tomorrow, we'll be back to next week at 9 o'clock to do this all over again. So tell us what we need to know before we wrap up.
So what we need to know is Alaska's selling like crazy. Also, if you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, under the events tab, Fox Travel Shows and Events, you will find still the June 10th show up there. Don't sign up for that one. But just below it is Destination Love. We're having another destination wedding event on the 16th of June. So for those of you who are thinking you want to do that, that's great. Don't forget, Ireland goes up for sale for real on Monday morning. And Jeff Wagner is going to be our guest next week on the show.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Danny Clayton and the crew with the Annex Wealth Management team in next with Money Talk after we get an update from Alex Crow in the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.